Okay, so we're discussing the end of Avos, the end of the first bracha of Shmona Esrei, and it ends with four words, the chasima sabracha, the me'ena chasima, towards the end. The last phrase of the bracha is really supposed to sum up the bracha, right? And that's why there are actually different nuschos for different brachos, because some poskim, Rabbi Salvechik of note, did this at times, the bracha of Yerushalayim, that he felt the final phrase of the bracha really didn't correspond to the essence of the bracha, the chasima bracha, which switched things around. But when we come to the end of the first bracha, we have four words. We have melech, ozer, umoshia, umagen. Right? So we have to understand, what are these four words? And what these four words are about, really, according to Rav Aryeh Kaplan in the book Jewish Meditation, and others point this out as well, obviously he's based on earlier sources, these four words are four different levels of our relationship with Hashem. Because what's the first bracha of Shmona Esrei about? We said the first bracha of Shmona Esrei is establishing by what right we're coming to talk to Hashem. What is the nature of this relationship that we can come and stand in front of the Melech Malchei Amlochim, the Borei Umanig, L'chol Abruim, to stand in front of the Almighty and beseech Him and praise Him and talk to God. So that's what the first bracha is about. We said the point of entry is, of course, the Avos HaKadoshim, there is a chus. And now when we come to the end of the bracha, we mention the four different aspects, the four different facets to the relationship. And the first is Melech, right? Hashem is king, right? That's the first thing that we recognize, that Hashem is the ruler. And Hashem as ruler, you know, of course, a ruler protects the citizens. There's a certain relationship between a king and his subjects, but it's normally not such a close relationship, right? You understand that the king is in charge of what? Of taking care of you, essentially by having his soldiers, by having protecting the borders of the country, making sure the economy is working. So the king definitely affects your life, right, in a positive sense, but you don't really have a closeness to the king. The king is in his palace, the king is far away, you're sitting out there in the field, you don't have such shaychus. And that's the first level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the relationship of Melech. But then we come to Ozer. What does Ozer mean? A helper. A helper. What is a helper? When does a person help you?
When you need help.
When you call for help. Normally Ozer is that you call to someone for help, and that person comes and helps you, right? Responds to your cries for help, right? Help, help, that's what everyone screams. So when you scream out help, so that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the king, comes closer. The king actually comes close to help. But part of this is that it has to be based on your shtadlus, meaning that you have to do something first. That Hashem is going to be there to help you, but help means that what? What does it mean, help me? It means
you're aware of the danger.
Right, you're aware of the danger, and you're doing something for it, exactly. And when we call Hashem is the Ozer, the idea is that Hashem helps us. So some say also that the Kavana here is based upon the Gemara, that if not, that that every day a person's Yetzer Hara gets stronger, and without Hashem helping you, we'd be wiped out. We can never destroy the Yetzer Hara. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ozro. And that's something that when we talk about Melech, that Hashem Melech Memis Umechaya, the king is the one who gives life and death. The king takes care, as we said, of the economy and a certain physical protection. That when we talk about Hashem as Ozer, what is that? In terms of spiritual battles. Some say Melech is more physical. When we say Ozer, Hashem is helping now more in spiritual. But again, it's a level closer than Melech. That Hashem, the Melech is out there in the palace. The Ozer, the helper, is closer, but is a response, ultimately, to what you are saying. And what is Moshia? What does it mean when someone saves you? A savior is even closer. A savior is there, right? You know, the image of the savior is, you know, the old movies, the damsel in distress is on, like, tied up on the tracks, and out of nowhere comes the dashing hero on his horse and saves the woman. The idea of Moshiach, of a savior, is someone that comes to save you even when you do nothing on your own. That Hashem is a Moshiach. That even when a person doesn't do any hishtadlus, even when a person doesn't work on himself, even doesn't do any of the work for himself, that we have to understand that Hashem is the Moshiach, that Hashem saves you, that Hashem will come, and whenever there's a chesaron, whenever a person is struggling, that Hashem will be Moshiach. The one thing Reb Tzadok says that you do have to do is, what do you have to do?
Yeah.
You have to call out. Right. You have to call out. Because that woman on the track still says, save me, save me. Doesn't say, help me. Help me, I can't do anything. Right? Help doesn't mean, you know, I'm trying to do something, so help me do this. Help means assist. Assist me to do it with me. Help me do something. But Moshiach, save me, means to come, mamish, I can't do anything. I push it, I can't do anything. Be Moshiach, save me. Right? Swoop in when I have no abilities to do this myself. I just know that there's a lack. I know that there is a danger. I need you to come. I need you to save me. That's Moshiach. And obviously,
not materially.
No. So this is even in physical. Hashem is a Moshiach. Now we said that.
Going up the ladder.
No, that was a distinction between Melech and Ozer, some say. It is a ladder in terms of closeness of relationship. Meaning for a person to be Moshiach, for to save you, when you're not doing anything on your own, but you just call out, and yet the Ribbono Shel Olam comes to save you, that means what? That even you don't have to, it's not on the level of Ozer, meaning you're not even doing anything on your own. It's just Moshiach. Just salvation, right? That's what they point out also, that Ozer means Bederech HaTeva, Moshiach means Shelo Bederech HaTeva.
Except you have to be that, worthy of saving?
So that's what we're saying. That's the Chiddush, Howard. In this end of the Bracha, when we're talking about the nature of our relationship with Hashem, you know what
you
it
don't
means?
Have to be,
what?
You don't have to be worthy of the saving. He's going to save you anyhow.
Right. I mean, you have to ask, and it has to be a true asking. But we know that the power of asking, as David HaMelech tells us, we repeat numerous times a day, Karov Adonai l'chol karov l'chol asher yikru be'emes. We know that if you call out to God in truth, God is close to you, right? Hashem is close to you as long as you call out in truth. So this idea of Ozer or Moshiach, that some say Ozer is Bederech HaTeva, Moshiach is Shelo Bederech HaTeva. So we know that, and again, that makes sense. Meaning, because what is Derech HaTeva? What's the difference of Derech HaTeva and Shelo Bederech HaTeva? Right, when we learned in the Rabbeinu Bach ibn Pakuda, the Chovas Halvavos, what's the difference between Teva and Shelo Kederech HaTeva? Does Shelo Kederech HaTeva mean that Hashem is going to split the sea for you? Shelo Kederech HaTeva means that it's going to be miracles? That's Pashna, it's not what Shelo Kederech HaTeva means. What's the distinction of Teva and Shelo Kederech HaTeva? Natural and not, whether you put it in Hishtadlus. Meaning, everything's from Hashem, right? No matter what, everything is ultimately from Hashem. Hagzera emes v'acharitza sheker. God's decree is true. Our efforts are ultimately false. You can't think your efforts bring it about. So why do we have to do efforts? Because that's Derech HaTeva. Derech HaTeva is we put in efforts. Shelo Kederech HaTeva means that you don't put an effort. You don't even have to put an ishtadlus. You just have to be mispalel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and saves you. And that's what some point out is the difference between Yahushua, when the Jews came into the land the first time, and when they came into the land the second time. Because when we came into the land the first time, it was with incredible miracles, right? Shelo Bederech HaTeva. I mean, in Shelo Kederech HaTeva in the literal sense. And when we came into the land the second time, what was it? There were no miracles. Mm-hmm. There were no grace of miracles.
Maybe and, the second time, but that's when the
Yeah. Happened. And what's interesting is, what are the names Moshiach. Of the one who brought us in the first time? Well, Yehoshua, Moshiach. And who was the one that brought us in the second time? Ezra, Ozer.
I bet the Bnei Yisachar says that.
There are a lot of people say it. Yaakov Meir Shechter goes off on it. So many people go off on that. The idea that Yehoshua is a Lashon Moshiach, that there's a salvation even when you don't do anything. You know what the Jews' hishtadlus was to conquer Yericho? What was the Jewish hishtadlus to conquer Yericho?
They just walk around
the blue shofar. Right? You know, it's like wild. So when it's in the level of Moshiach, but that level of Moshiach, just call out to Hashem. Don't even do hishtadlus. That shows a much closer level of relationship. Right, that shows Hashem cherishes us that much more. No? You hear?
Yeah.
And that's a totally different level.
Can Can you say within the, let's say within the Rav Tzadok, that, I mean, so there's a difference between calling out like I need help and then calling out I have a problem, right? Meaning, so could you say that there's a distinction there, so that let's say that even the Moshiach, I mean, even the person's even just, they're just screaming. I mean, they're not even screaming, let's say like, the, I think they say it by the Jews, the Chabon Kleiser was in Mitzrayim.
Zaka, right.
That it was just a scream. It wasn't
right,
even an ass.
Right, correct. Meaning that Moshiach, right, that you're just crying out. That right. There are some who have such a pshat.
Mm-hmm.
There are some who have such a pshat. Adam's pointing out that maybe Moshiach is also that it's not even necessarily a formulated cry. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we use the Lashon actually, Moshiach Shel Yisrael, right? In terms of Geulas Mitzrayim, so that would make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
And the last expression is Magen. What's the idea of a Magen? What's the idea of a shield?
It's preemptive to some
what?
Extent.
Is it right. You don't even know the Tsar is coming. You have a shield on your back. You have armor. Magen means like an armor, a shield. You don't even know where it's coming from. But you know what? The arrows are bouncing off you. The sword, you know, it's just bouncing off you. And that means for it to be a Magen, where is it? It's mamash tzamud. It's mamash attached to you. Meaning this is such a close level that this isn't the melech who's sitting in the palace. It's not the ozer that you're struggling and you're screaming out, please help, comes to help. Not the Moshiach who really, some say, even sees it and hears just a cry and you're not even doing anything and still comes to save you. But magen is you don't even realize there's a danger. Magen, and magen means that it's not that they're running from somewhere else to jump in front of the bullet. No, Magen, the shield is always with you, right? The Magen, the shield is always is attached to you.
But you don't know it.
You don't even know it. You don't even know it, exactly. And he quotes here from Rav Dessler that this is, you know, certainly on a left spiritual level, the idea of a Magen, that Hashem is a shield, because Hashem protects us from so many tumas, for so many things influencing us. That what?
When the Moabites, we didn't know that.
Oh, with Bilam, the curses, that, correct. That's a great raya. It's a great raya, Howard. Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Like, you said earlier, like the almost say the Shevach of Hashem, because they really know what they
are. Right. That the non-Jews, they have so much planned against us, and we didn't even know. You know, unfortunately, we're seeing in Eretz Yisrael today, all these things going on. All these attacks that are being thwarted. I mean, some attacks, you know, Rahman al-Tzlan, they managed to hurt Jews, the Shever Fushalim of those Jews. But so many of them, Mamish, you know, I mean, I just keep thinking back to that one where they found those knives and those hatchets in Har Nof at that building site. That was frightening.
And they just
that was really frightening. They did another one?
I think so. I'm not sure if that's the...
But that's mugging. That's mugging.
I'm not
mugging.
Sure if that's the... Was they found a terror cell in Qalqilia.
Oh, really? I didn't even know this. I didn't see this one.
They're being funded by Qatar and being operated by Gaza.
Really?
Yeah, some lots of stuff.
Can't say we're surprised.
The serious thing is that, like the last one, it happened 2 days ago or 1 day ago, the 11-year-old and 13-year-old.
You're crazy on the light rail.
Stabbing people.
On the light rail.
At 11, you're not that strong. You're not weak, but you're not that strong. But to go and try to have that in you. It starts at birth.
And unfortunately, this is why, with this stuff going on, you understand. I'm being recorded, so I'm not going to say it. But you understand certain mitzvahs that at other time you question. Now you understand certain things that 11-year-old kids. Yeah, 11-year-old kids. 11-year-old kids could kill you. What, an 11-year-old kid with a knife on the light rail, you know, and can walk up to behind the person who's just sitting there and just stab the person's
and if
neck.
If you shoot him and he dies,
right.
You know what's gonna,
of course.
Say.
But the instant they're watching videos online showing you where to stab a person, like stab in the neck, in like that, stab in, you know, like it's insane. It's pashut insane. So magen Hashem obviously means physical, but also magen here means what? Magen means spiritually that Hashem protecting us. You don't even realize. You don't even realize the idea.
It's obviously there, or things would be even worse.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. I think absolutely. Absolutely. And then we bow, Baruch Atah Hashem. So Baruch, he quotes from the Sefer Reishis Chachma, Kabbalistic work, that when you're bowing Baruch, you know what you're doing? You're when you're bowing, you're drawing down God's Shefa onto you. meaning Baruch means Hashem, you're the source of all reality, right? Baruch Hashem, you're the ever bubbling spring, ever present source of blessing, of Shefa, of divine influence. So when you're saying Baruch and you're going down, what you're doing is you're sort of bringing the Shefa down further. It's a physical act demonstrating bringing down Shefa. And when you say the word Atah, he quotes from the Yisod HaAvod of Slonim, that what does Atah mean? Atah, you should think, when you say the word Atah, that you're feeling that you're talking directly in front of Hashem. They're talking to God, you, right, exactly. Saying you, Ta Hashem. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And how many talk about that and say, saying Hashem, Hashem's name, of course, is Rachamim. Hashem is the one who makes everything happen beyond time. And then we end with Magen Avram. The first bracha ends with Magen Avram. What's the idea of Magen Avram? So first of all, Pasha Pshat, what is Magen Avram? That Hashem, you saved my great-grandfather so many times, time and time and time again, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you were there for him. And this is the idea that Ma'is Avasim Labanim, that just as Hashem protected Avram Avinu, we're confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do what? Hashem will be there to protect us. Magen Avram. Others say it doesn't only mean physically the protection of Avram Avinu, but it means spiritually the spark of Avram Avinu that's inside each and every one of us. Baruch Ata Hashem Magen Avram. If this first bracha is really about how we have the right to come and talk in front of Hashem, and we do that by dint of the fact that we are the descendants, the Ur Einiklach, the great grandchildren of the Avos HaKadoshim of Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Baruch Ata Hashem Magen Avraham. When we're blessing Hashem, recognizing Hashem as the source of all, Baruch Ata Hashem Magen Avraham, that you are the one, Hashem, that protects the spark of Avram inside of me. And you're the one who recognizes this spark and allows it to always be there. And of course, we know that this is a very, very important connection to last week's Parsha Chayisara, the Lashon of Chevron, Chibur, continuous connection. This is very important. The whole Torah of Chanukah, all of Chanukah is about this, right? All of Chanukah is about drawing out that spark of holiness, that spark of purity inside us in the deepest place that some say is referred to as the Magen Avraham. And that's the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, that every Jew has it. Every Jew has a Magen Avraham. Every Jew is the great-grandson of Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, and that's how we begin Shmoneh Esrei. Begin Shmoneh Esrei, understanding our spiritual stature, understanding by what right we're talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yeah, that's what many say, the Kavanah we're supposed to have. And to understand that how Hashem has helped Avram so much, and Hashem wants to help us physically and spiritually. Shkoyach, shkoyach.